This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. Welcome back, Edward.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How was Florida? It's
great. It was a delight. It's just nice to come back to 11-degree weather this morning.
Oof. Oh, yeah. What was it like down there?
The weather was gorgeous. It really was. It's the best time to be down there. It was in the low 80s, no humidity. It's like 82 degrees.
As heaven.
Yeah, it was really perfect.
As heaven.
It is. It was so nice. Very little rain.
There was wind so hard here this week that any of my anything that was hanging out crawled back inside. I'm just letting you know, it was that cold.
What would that be on you?
That's not much. Might be in the back. Anyway.
I got a weather and power update from our local buddy, the power company. So like there are 100,000 people without power and stuff because of the wind.
We're here?
Yeah.
Yeah, in the region. Okay. Yeah.
There were a lot of people around me that lost power, and we didn't. We were fine, thank God.
No, it was bad. It was national news. It was on the news in Florida. Talk about how many people have no power up here.
Yeah, I fortunately escaped that one.
Yeah, me and Snap, we got the power.
No.
No, you didn't want to. All right.
I'll see, it's 2025. I'm thinking when you say Snap, it's Snapchat. You know
what I mean? I don't even have that.
You know what I mean? But I'm just saying, that's what you think when you hear Snap. Oh, man. We were talking before the show. Brandon Hyde has gone to the postseason 2 years in a row, three straight winning seasons. And there are folks around him who want him gone. Mark Kotze is 179 and 307 over the last three seasons with a win percentage of 368. He just got a contract extension. A multi-year contract. What was that, 3 or 4 years?
Yeah.
Well, is the difference of expectations of, I'm like, how did that guy get a contract extension?
I still don't get, I heard somebody this weekend say who had a worse offseason, the Orioles or the Ravens. And I'm looking at it going, are you guys kidding me? It's the Ravens. It's not even close. The Orioles spent more money in the offseason. They didn't bring back the guys that you wanted. They didn't get you Corbin Burns or go out and make some big splash, and that's what fans are upset about. You've got your kicker, which we're going to talk about yet again because you got more people coming forward. You got a drunk lineman out there blowing a .17.
My God.
You're 700 pounds, dude. God. How many beers did you have?
Beers? I don't think he's drinking beers.
I do. Yeah, he's a beer slugging. Yeah, that's a country.
That's a lot
right
of beers,
there.
Man. That's a keg. What did he just put a straw in a keg?
Maybe. Maybe he had a road soda there with him, just holding the keg underneath his arm. But and you had the best team in football, and you didn't even make it to the AFC Championship. So, yeah, I'm starting to think it's the Ravens have had the
people, worst. People are delusional about that. I mean, you know, it's they're delusional. Like I told you, God told me the Ravens could crap in one hand, and he'd give them the other. And I think a lot of people like that. I was reading something today, Dane Perry from CBSSports.com. Mm-hmm. I like Dane Perry. He talked about the three teams in baseball that hurt themselves the most in the offseason. The Brewers, the Padres, and the Mariners. He said he thinks those two teams, they blew their offseason. They did nothing.
I mean, the Brewers, it sucks if you're a Brewers fan because all you're watching is your like some of the good players that they've kind of grown there. Like Corbin Burns. Yeah. You look at it too, like Frankie Montas now was there, and then he's with the Mets, and he might not pitch for a long time now. Like you had all these players that were there and have left, and even the guys that you had there, like the Christian Yelich, he's no longer the same player.
Adamas.
That's another one.
Going to San Francisco. That's huge. That's a huge loss.
They're relying a lot on their young players' speed and Contreras to get it done behind the plate.
And see, you may not have liked it, but when the Orioles bottomed out, it got them good draft picks. The Brewers keep winning the division and not getting good draft picks. Yeah. So they're not even restocking the cabinet right now.
No, and it's, they keep getting into the playoffs now that it's expanded, and maybe if they weren't.
Well, they winning the division, though, too.
Well, I mean, they've had some good years there, pitching-wise. Like, now Devin Williams is gone, and the Yankees have made him, shave his beard off.
The good thing is they at least got Nestor Cortez in exchange.
Yeah, we'll see.
He can help him out.
I mean, he's been a big road split guy.
To me, it's not a fair trade, because you got arguably the best reliever in baseball. For Nestor Cortez, but you needed a starter.
Well, we were just talking about, and might as well just tie this in, like the Rafael Devers, Bregman thing that was going on over the weekend where Devers said, no, I play third base. And Alex Cora's like, nobody has secured third base yet. And
I don't blame Cora.
Devers was like, no, I was told I'm playing third base. I don't blame That's all Cora. I'm playing.
Rafael
and then you had
Devers,
the same thing with Stroman, who said he's a starting pitcher for the Yankees.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm not pitching out of the bullpen.
That's more of a debate. This, to me, is none. Rafael Devers entered the league in 2017. He's made more errors than any infielder in all of baseball since then.
Yep.
He's dead last in defensive run save. Alex Bregman is top 10, tied for 7th. This, to me, is a no-brainer. Devers can want to do it once. He's making money. He's making a lot of money.
That's pride effing with you.
Yeah, that's your pride. Don't let your pride get you knocked out. He's had a 10-year, $313 million contract. He signed through 2033. Hey, Ed, he's going to play where I tell him to play.
Wow. It sure is.
You're going to play what I tell you to play.
Yeah. I mean, look, that's how it should be, right? Like, I get it. You get to a certain point, but if you're not cutting it there, you get moved to another position.
He's not cutting
it. Cut it or not. It's like, not the manager. He gets to decide. That's his job. You do your job.
I'm going to try to talk to him. I'm going to try to work it over to where we can agree that he's moving. But if we can't, you're moving. You either move or get pushed. Which one? One of them happening.
You can either make the decision or I can make the decision, and this can get really bad for you.
But what was the GM that told Devers that?
Chaim Bloom, yeah, who's no longer there. So when someone makes you a promise.
And they're gone.
That promise doesn't.
That promise is gone.
Yeah, it doesn't hold water.
Chaim Bloom?
Chaim Bloom.
Like Chaim Baumel.
Chaim, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maryland basketball moving up in the polls. We'll talk about some Maryland basketball at 7:45. Don't go anywhere. Talk more baseball with Jacob Calvin Meyer. He will join us at 6:45. That's Lucky Dog. He's down in Florida, isn't he, Joe?
Mm-hmm.
Lucky Dog.
JCM.
I'm headed down the 9th of next month.
There you go.
Yeah, can't wait.
It's going to be partly cloudy and partly cloudy today, I heard.
What happened to that?
The 14 inches of snow we did not get.
Yeah, what happened to that?
It's, I don't know. It's going to be here Wednesday or Thursday.
Snowmageddon just, right? Not coming?
It's not happening at all now?
No. I heard it wasn't.
Zero.
Thank God.
Zero. I just looked at zero chance precipitation on Thursday.
I was going to make fun of you for leaving Florida and coming back and right into a snowstorm that's supposed to happen.
Trust me, if it was coming, I'd still be there.
According to this, there's no precipitation in our forecast until next Tuesday.
Yes.
And that's rain.
Yep.
So.
And if it gets cold enough, it becomes freezing rain.
Whatever.
Some bitch.
410-583-1057 is the number. We'll be here to 10, folks, talking a little NBA. Lots of Major League Baseball, some college basketball, but of course, some NFL. 9 more massage therapists come out with allegations against Justin Tucker. What do you think is the adequate reaction from the Ravens? Mm. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Man, so much out there about Justin Tucker. You know, it was funny, Ed, you said, when is the next shoe going to drop?
Yeah.
And then something else happened in sports. It was the NBA trades. And you said Justin Tucker has to love the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah. It's just in the fruit basket.
Yeah.
But then that went away.
A little bit.
That went away. And now Justin Tucker's back in the news. 9 more massage therapists.
I had a buddy that asked me my thoughts on it, asked me what I knew, and even after I told him everything, still said, I don't believe it. Like, you start to sound like
Deshaun Watson.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You start to sound like some of these Browns fans that were defending him blindly just because he's their new quarterback. This guy's been here forever. I'm sorry. Like, I'm cutting him today. Like, I'm done with him.
Oh, you really?
I'm done with him. Yeah. I mean, this is...
Before you find out whether it's true?
There's so many... And I understand they're going to do their due diligence and everything. But from everything that I've heard and everything that I know about this, and even talking to people that know him, that know this stuff is, you know, has been alleged and they believe it's true.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it tells me enough that's all I need to know. And I understand it. Like, he hasn't been proven guilty yet. But where there's this much smoke, there's always fire.
Here's the problem.
Not necessarily. I'm not saying he didn't do it. I can't live like that. Because people do make things up. I've had women make up rapes.
23 different people that don't know each other?
I've never had that.
Yeah.
Nope.
See, here's the problem. You ever had a friend that was banned from a bar?
Yeah.
Where did the letter come? Did the letter come to say they were banned?
Mm-mm.
Was it an email?
Mm-mm.
You just tell them they're banned.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're banned from a massage therapy place and they tell you you're no longer welcome to come back, you're talking about this happened between 2012 and 2016. Well, there's no written proof that I was banned. I could easily come back and say I wasn't banned, and there's nothing you can do to prove it. Now, they could go back and say, well, why haven't you been here since then? But there's no proof that he was banned from any of these places because there's no paperwork on that.
I know, like, the difference is proving this is, I don't know how difficult that's going to be with the, I mean, I don't know about the statute of limitations, but also evidence and he said, she said, and all those things that go on. But I'm sorry, man. Like, this is one of those situations where knowing some of the things that I know and some of the things that I heard and the people that I believe, I can't. I can't defend the guy. I can't sit here and blindly act like none of this went on. I mean, he put out his statement. I don't believe it. And I know there are people close to him that don't believe him.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. According to the banner, one owner said she never had any complaints on Tucker. She goes on to say, based on my conversations with employees of the spa, my understanding that Mr. Tucker has an excellent reputation among the massage therapists and other employees with whom he interacted. So that's one massage place that says the opposite of all the allegations.
There's one. Again, like, when you see there's this many places and this many girls that don't know one another, basically telling you a very similar story or the same exact story to what went on. I mean, you've done your, like, and again, I understand from your background, and I'm making a statement because of things that I know, that I've talked to people that I believe.
But, and Ed used the example of rape, which is interesting because a guy I went to the academy with, was married, was accused of rape. He ultimately lost his job. The girl who accused him of rape told her friends that this was going to go down. He dated her before. Mm-hmm. They broke up. And after he lost his job, one of her friends found out, didn't know it had gone that far, and came forth and told the department that she lied.
Yeah,
she told us about this, and then a couple of her friends came forth because they couldn't live with the guilt of the guy losing his job. But to Jeremy's point, if 16 people say he raped them,
yeah, well, that's a little
different.
Obviously,
even if half of them are lying, it's still like, what? You know, and again, there have been players. Jerome Bettis dealt with this, and it was very unfair to him, accused of rape, and the girl was lying. Well,
just because that's the problem. I'm not saying in this case it's very different because there's so many, but right here, Baltimore City cops, I think it was the Southwest District, they were accused of raping a woman, prostitute. One of the guys that was indicted was in Pennsylvania when she said it happened. Was on vacation.
Yeah.
This is how crazy. It never happened, obviously. And, you know, I was the one on radio. I was on radio at the time because they were throwing him under the bus. We will not tolerate this conduct. It didn't happen. And you're already convicting your guys because of this whore.
Yeah.
A prostitute.
I mean, we could sit here. The Duke lacrosse scandal. Yeah. Like, people make up stuff
people
and lie.
Make things up.
But I just think when you look at masses like this, and I said the same thing about Deshaun Watson, and I didn't have any inside information on that. Like, I still felt like there's just too many people coming forward that even if
from different
most of them are lying,
yeah, from
something happened.
So, Ed, Jeremy said if he's the Ravens, he's cutting them immediately. How would you handle this if you were in charge?
I would wait to see what happens with the case just because. I mean, clearly, I don't think he's going to be the kicker next year. I think this is going to, you know, go badly for him.
What does the no tolerance policy mean then?
Have the Ravens.
Well, no tolerance policy means you still have to prove something. You can't just have people that make accusations. That's all it is.
I get that.
My biggest question is, have the Ravens made a statement on this?
No, I haven't heard anything.
That's my biggest problem. How you handle it is one thing, but you've gone silent on this. Absolutely. You have to say something. You have to give us, we've heard about the allegations, you know, what our intentions are if he's found guilty of this.
Our security department is working closely with law enforcement. We're trying to find out the facts of this before we make a decision.
They've gone radio silent.
Yeah.
That's the problem with me.
I don't get.
You're supposed to be, you can't tell me, and to Jeremy's question about the zero tolerance, you can't tell me at one time you have zero tolerance, and now that you have these accusations, you can't even say anything. How do you have zero tolerance when you're not even addressing the issue publicly?
Well, especially with the history, you know.
Yes.
You already had a problem here. Not the same, but you had a domestic violence problem, obviously. Caught on video. And so people are sensitive to it already. You got to, you know, because that wasn't handled that great, as I remember. Because, you know.
And we even had the Zay Flowers thing. Was that last year or the year before?
Last
year. Where he was alleged and that went away. You know, like.
Did they address that publicly?
Don't remember.
I don't remember either if there was anything that came out about that because, like, after all was said and done, there was more said than done, I guess. There, you know,
I've been scrolling and scrolling. I don't see anything from them saying anything. You know, for me, I don't know if I'd cut them right now either, Jeremy, but I would have addressed it. I would have said something to the public. I would have came for the public, had my PR people. Somebody's going to say something. And let my public know what's going on. Let them know. Listen. We're at least gonna, you know, get our arms around this and figure out what's the truth and what's not the truth. Say something, because right now you just the silence to me is a bad optics.
I think completely. And it's funny. I just had a discussion with someone in the media this weekend from here, writing a book, a friend, about how I just handle things different than other people. Where I think the worst thing you can do is go silent. Because you need to communicate with people, at least to tell them that we're aware. Like, we're not ignoring this. We're looking at this very closely. We have people investigating this thoroughly. You know, we'll let you know what we find, and we'll make a decision. Just say something. You can't not do that. It's like, and that's in everything in life. You know, the simplest little things. What are the most, and this is a very serious matter, but like, little annoyances in life. Like yesterday, just for an example, it just pisses me off so much. I sat in the tarmac for like 90 minutes in Florida.
And nobody said anything.
Not a peep. Not a peep. Because of the windstorm up here, I guess the flight kept changing. It was delayed. It was this. It was that. It was going to be canceled. Blah, blah, blah.
Meanwhile, you're sitting there. Is anybody there?
Well, we board the plane. Then they roll us out. And we just sat there. And nobody said anything. And all of a sudden, you know, an hour and something later, we take off. Like, that's the best you can do?
To me, that's the ultimate disrespect when you act as if I'm not here.
Dude. Bro, that's exactly what I was going to say.
There's nothing less respectful.
Yes.
I mean, like,
you do realize I bought this ticket.
Exactly.
Like, well, I didn't get on for free.
As a fan, you should feel the same way here.
Yes.
Yeah. We know this happened. It's reported everywhere. What are you saying about it? What are you going to do? You know what I mean? We're not asking you to defend them, but tell us something.
Yes.
To me, it's just disrespectful that you have nothing to say right now.
We're sitting here wondering, twiddling
our thumbs, and you got nothing to say?
Didn't Royal Farms make a statement?
Did they?
I believe they did.
Yeah, they did make a statement.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the Ravens.
What do we have to do?
I didn't know they made a statement. I didn't even see it.
Yeah, wasn't it like a week ago? About a week ago, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Half off Western fries?
Wow.
I love their fries.
Stop choking the chicken.
I love their fries. I thought we were getting off this topic. Oh, see what I did there.
I saw what you did. Jacob Calvin Meyer joins us at 6:45 to talk some baseball, but on the other side. I want to hear some calls from you. Do the Ravens need to cut Justin Tucker immediately like Jeremy Kahn suggested? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
6:31 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Justin Tucker, 9 more massage therapists come up. We're at 16, right? 16 massage therapists.
Is it 20? I thought, is it 16 now? I thought it was like 20 some, no? How many?
16 women, 8 different spas.
Okay. Yeah.
So something has to happen. Ravens have to come out and say something. But Jeremy Kahn, you suggested that you would cut him.
I just cut him and move on.
Do you agree? 410-583-1057. That's the number. Let's go to Sykesville and get Jim. What's up, Jimbo?
Good morning, gents.
How you doing, man?
Good. Is it weird that this information has been known for a long time by these massage therapists, and all of a sudden there's a degrade in his performance, and it coincides with this coming out?
That's not how that happened, Jim. Yeah. Explain how it happened. Someone from the banner overheard some information months ago.
And then followed it up.
Nobody came forth. Those people were sought out. Those people who alleged those things against him were sought out.
Well, but I do want to address what you just said. I do believe it's directly tied to his performance, because I think he knew he was getting out, because the word we knew.
There's other stuff.
Allegations are tied to his performance?
Yes, there were other stuff tied to this, too. There's other rumors.
There's a whole bunch. Yeah. But if we knew about it, you think he didn't hear about it?
Yeah.
And that's a lot to carry around, man.
So the banner started investigating because of his performance?
No. We're saying that it got, like, this stuff was leaked out.
Yeah, once it became known
that
this is coming, with people asking about that this.
They were doing the article.
All of a sudden. Yeah.
I got you.
Because that's a lot to carry around.
I thought you were saying they were coming out because of his performance.
No.
Well, you're saying, I agree to that. And his performance dipped because it was coming out.
I'm not getting into the other thing that's alleged, but there was other stuff going on, whatever.
But I think the listener was saying the other way around, though, that they're coming after him now.
Because
of his performance.
No, I don't think he did.
But I think that's what he was. Isn't it odd that, his performance went down and this comes out?
See, and I get this all the time, too. Like, I had a buddy text me earlier. I think he's still listening. Like, why are they all coming forward now? And understanding, like, why would it matter when they came forward? Like, not everybody has the balls to come forward and say, yeah, you know what? I'm going to take the Ravens kicker to court.
No, well, I would find that unusual if there's 20 of them, or 18, whatever, 16, 18. Because I can't imagine all of them would. Somebody would be so outraged. Like, there's women I know wouldn't shut their mouths for 2 seconds if this happened.
Some of them did go forth to the people they worked for, and they wanted to keep it
Well, I mean, going like wraps. Publicly, yeah. Well, that's what I think happens, is you don't want to lose your job, you don't want to cause problems, because, you know, if someone who's revered in a city, and you come forward and make an allegation, you better not miss.
I just don't like victim blaming when this stuff goes on, because, like, you never know when somebody's going to come out with this information, or, like, if they're afraid to do it. Like, there's all types of things that go on.
Yeah, but the way this happened is just, it's interesting, because it was, you know, it was bubbling below the surface. We heard this for a long time.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you hear a ton of rumors, and, I mean, I've heard some crazy stuff that I couldn't sit here and tell you is true, and I wouldn't even go behind the mic and say it. But, like, but with this was something that was talked about in circles, and you'd hear it, and then I started hearing it from other people, and I'm going, is this thing real? Is this, like... is this really happening? And then, of course, now with the Baltimore Banner story, and you guys, people can say what they want. The Banner, when it comes to investigative reporting, man, I don't want them
after me. Well, they're top notch. They just won some award or something the other day for that. Mm. Let's go to Benjamin in Woodlawn. What's up, Benjamin?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Greatest show as ever.
Thank you.
I'm going to make two quick points. My first one is, as far as the massagers, they get mostly tips and the clientele. So maybe they didn't come out in the very beginning because they didn't want to mess up their clientele.
Yep.
And maybe they massage other Raven players. But my question is, maybe the Ravens are waiting on the NFL to do something first. We're going to suspend them into further investigation. Did they do the same thing with Watson? And plus, this is the off season. It's not like there's any games going on. So I don't know.
We're not asking. I'm not asking them to cut them right away. Jeremy suggests that, and I can't say that I disagree with it or not. But my point is, you got to say something now. I don't care if it's the off season. You got to, as an organization, they have to say something.
Actually, he brings up an issue. Has the NFL said anything? I haven't seen anything.
No, I haven't heard anything. And again, if we miss something, so be it. But did they release something on a Friday night of a holiday weekend, you know, like people do?
They do. And let's go out to Gene in Pikesville. What's up, Gene?
Hey, guys. Like, I'm going to throw some mud on the industry of the massage therapist industry. I just told you, your caller screener. It's like when I called, I screened the young ladies, and I get to the question about the happy ending part. And some of them are in that business. And the development where I live, they were three young ladies. One was Asian, one's Caucasian, and one's African American. And they set up a business in my development, and that's what they do now. Are they considered massage therapists? And then when you go to...
So you're going to tie all massage therapists into ones who do happy endings.
I have a subscription to massage place. I go all the time. No one's ever offered me.
And I go once a month. So what you're doing right now, Gene, is you're tying an entire profession into sex trafficking illegal sexual activity.
Sex work,
sex worker. That's what you're doing. That may be one of the most idiotic calls we've had ever. Isn't that what they do? Are they all give happy endings? Man, stop.
This is unbelievable. Gene, what's the name and the phone number of the place that you were going to? Yeah.
I was going to beach. I said, let him do it.
Joe was like, this one's going to be interesting. And I'm like, I know where this is going.
Lou and Edgewood. What's up, Lou?
Guys, caught him. I'm a Browns fan. And this has been nothing but a nightmare since you know who's got there. Just let him go, man. It hurts the fan base, and not even just that. What about the women in the fan base? How do they feel about this? I mean, seriously, they need to make a statement. Right, Rob.
Some of them have defended them. So. I don't know how big of Ravens fans are they. Some have defended them. Let's go to Wayne and Dundalk. What's up, Wayne?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Hey, I'm not. Please don't take us the wrong way, but. Whether he did or not, I don't know. You know what I mean? It sounds like he did, but I don't know. But my one question is, man, it does not make sense to me. If he was doing this for 4 years, it's my opinion, something happened in 2016. If he was doing it for 4 years and got away with all his time, I believe that somebody contacted the Ravens. The Ravens found out about it. Something happened for him just to stop automatically and never did it again. So that's
you mean for him to stop? That's, you know what, Wayne? That's I never thought about that.
Someone said it was because he got married. And then one of the last times he got kind of called out was like 6 weeks before his wedding. Mm. And then he stopped because he got married, and then he started again, and that's why his marriage is on the rocks, too. That's all hearsay. That's what I read
online. All rumors, yep.
So he stopped in 2016, right?
But did he? I mean, we don't know.
The reports go to 2016, right? Yeah. He got married in 2015.
Even the new ones? Because I haven't followed the last
one. He got married in 2015.
It was the last one was right before what I just read was the last one was 6.5 weeks before his wedding.
But the allegations go to 2016.
It was 2012 to 2016, and then there was more from 2020 until now.
But that's what I'm saying. If it's to 2016, he got married in 2015 at the beginning.
I'm just telling you the scuttlebutt.
That timeline doesn't match up. Let alone timeline. He didn't get married in late 2015. He got married in early 2015. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Let's go to Easton and get Tom. What's up, Tom?
Hey, Rob. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing all right. With the guys talking about the happy ending, I'm not going to put all massage therapists in that, but I'm going to put 10% in there.
Hmm. And you got that based on what?
Places I've been.
Okay, so you got 10%.
You go to 10 massage places, and one of them says, "Hey, we got you here. You got your gift certificates. We'll finish you off in the back." Is that that's how you got the percentage?
Wait, I assume he's estimating.
Wait a minute.
That's a broad statement.
Go ahead, sir.
I can take you to places where it's going to happen.
I hear road trip.
Yeah. Hey, 105.7 The Fan's on the road. Finding the
happiest. So many men just admitting that they asked for happy endings. Why are you doing this to people?
Didn't the station say they want us out more?
Remember how I said to you that I don't consider a massage sexual, so I don't care if it's a man or a woman?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I must not be thinking about this the right way then. Because
I would do, because they always ask you. I don't care.
I don't care.
Last couple of it. I don't care. It doesn't matter.
I'm not getting a happy ending, but I don't want no dude. I'm letting that know now.
That is
I don't want no dude.
Would you give another man a foot massage?
Nope.
No.
No. Nope. World of
well,
stupid
10%
at 7:30.
Most men will give foot massages to other men. I heard.
He bust out the percentages.
At least 10%.
Based on your scientific study.
How many times have you been Mortal Kombat? Finish him. Like, come on, man.
Jacob Calvin Meyer joins us with MultipleSun.com up next on The Fan. 6:47 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Joining us right now from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline, he is Jacob Calvin Meyer. What's going on, Jacob?
Hey, fellas. I'm just curious. What's the weather like back home?
Man, shut up.
Is it good?
Man, don't be asking us no questions. We're doing an interview here.
Ain't nobody come to see you on this. He's asking about the weather, man.
What weather, man? Like, you'll see this. This is your boy, Jeremy.
He's getting comfortable now busting our chops.
Exactly.
I'm in warm weather. You guys are in the cold weather. Ed's back. Ed was just down there. He knows what it's like in Florida.
Hey, Jacob, spring training. The guys work out for the first time today. Is there someone that's on your list? You said, I got to see him today before I see anyone else.
That's a good question. I mean, so far, because a lot of the position players have been here already, Samuel Basayo has kind of been that guy, just because they're mostly taking batting practice right now, and watching that kid take batting practice is about as fun as it gets. Jackson Holliday is another one. We haven't seen him do a lot of live BP work. We haven't seen him face pitchers a ton. And so I'm really curious to see if today is the first day that we get to see Jackson Holliday and, you know, maybe get 3-4 at-bats and some live BP. And I want to see what that new swing looks like, that toe tap that he incorporated late last season going away from the big leg kick. I want to see how that kind of helps him stay on pitches more, work at bats, maybe go the other way and not swing and miss as much. So I'd say Jackson Holliday is somebody I'm looking forward to watching in the box.
You think there's a real competition between Basayo and Rutschman now? Or is this just they're going to take a look at him and we're going to continue?
No, it's not. It's never going to be. It's not now and it will never be a competition. Mm-hmm. I think right now they have the privilege with Basayo to be patient, which is good because he's 20 years old. He only has about 20 games in AAA, and being a catching prospect is very difficult. And while maybe in May they might determine that his bat is ready for the big leagues, his defense might not quite be there yet, or his ability to kind of manage a pitching staff might not be there yet. And so I think they're going to slow play it with him this season. I think it's possible that he forces their hand at some point in the second half where he's playing so well that they have to call him up, maybe go with three catchers and figure that out with their roster if it's somebody gets hurt. But even in the future, I'm never going to see it as a competition between Adley and Basayo as much as it's going to be. I think their goal is to have a two-headed monster where they have two catchers who are maybe splitting the work back there, maybe also splitting some time at first base and DH. But if you can have two catchers who project to be, I mean, Adley right now, despite his second half, is one of the five best offensive catchers in baseball. And Basayo certainly projects to have that potential. Mm-hmm. That is a massive leg up to have on other teams when most teams' catchers are guys that have OPSs in the 600s.
Yeah, that's why I keep going back to this logjam that they have now. Now, they have time to work things out, but like, you know, they're saying Kier said they want to see him more. And once Basayo gets called up, you'd expect that DH to be chopped there. Where's O'Hearn playing? Is Mountcastle going to be on this team? Like, there's a lot of questions that I don't think we have answers to, and we may not until maybe the trade deadline this season. But what are your thoughts of just all the players they have? This looks like a really good team assembled. I just think they have a lot of mouths to feed when it comes to getting at bats.
Yeah, it's a good problem to have. Listen, this is one of the – I know they didn't go out and get a top starting pitcher this offseason, and they let Corbin Burns go. Losing 44 home runs from Santander is tough. But from 1 to 26, 1 through 40 – heck, even 1 through 55 or 60, if you're counting the guys that aren't on the 40-man roster, this is one of the deepest teams in Major League Baseball. And throughout a 162-game season, that's kind of the name of the game to make it through alive. Listen, they don't make the playoffs last year. They had crazy injuries. They don't make the playoffs last year if they don't have Albert Suarez, if they don't have Ramon Urias, right? It's like these guys are overlooked in spring training because they're not sexy names, but that's how you win baseball games in August. I don't see – there's one area where I see a big logjam, and I'm not sure how it's going to work out without a trade. The areas I don't see are – I think Kerstad's going to be fine. Listen, I think Tyler O'Neill, because of his injury history and because of his drastic splits, I think they're going to give him some more days off against right-handed pitching, which allows Kerstad to play more. I think if you just give some guys days off, Mountcastle, O'Neill, Mullins – you keep those guys healthy, you give them days off. That's how Kerstad plays 4 days a week, and he'll get plenty of at-bats. At catcher, again, I don't see that as much of a log jam. The area that I do see it is with Coby Mayo and Ryan Mountcastle. Mountcastle has two more years here in Baltimore. People have talked about potentially trading him for a major league starting pitcher for years now. Coby Mayo might not be a defensive third baseman in the big leagues. Might not be good enough defensively at third base, so he might have to play first base. They're both right-handed hitters. So whenever Mayo is ready, that's the question I have, is how do you get Mayo playing time without an injury to Ryan Mountcastle? Maybe that's a trade, or maybe they just decide, hey, we're going to figure it out later.
There he is, Jacob Calvin-Meyer. Jacob, how folks follow you on social media down there in spring training?
You guys can follow me at J. Calvin Meyer and anything I write at thebaltimoresun.com.
Thanks, I'll be the one dressed as Bugs Bunny saw in Florida into the ocean. That'll be me.
I just had to saw the gutters off my house from the hurricane.
Did you?
I was out there with a hacksaw. Yeah, if you're not busy, you want to help me out, I'll take it. Yeah, I was. I was on a ladder with a hacksaw cutting off my gutters because they were twisted and falling off the house.
He was talking about Sam Basayo. They're going to find places for him to play. But he's not competing with Adley.
No, I know. I just want to get the conversation because I think he's like I said, this is incredible. It's an unusual luxury to have.
With two catchers?
Yeah. Two catchers at this level who are projected to be like, yeah.
I mean, he's 20 and there are like, yeah. And I have to look at this too because they basically were saying, calm down. He's only had a handful of games at AAA. And mm-hmm. this is what we've said before with some of these other guys. And then they get caught up and then it's like, oh, I thought this guy was a top prospect.
Jackson Holliday.
Yeah. Jackson Holliday, Coby Mayo. Yeah. So
Again, we'll have to wait and see, but maybe we'll just have the best AAA team in all of the minor leagues again. But it's pretty crazy. I do think they have one of the best rosters in the league.
Yeah, they do. I like what Jacob Calvin Meyer said, the deepest, one of the deepest lineups. And again, I know people wanted the sexy signings and trades, but
Those guys are already here.
They're
though.
Here. That's yes, what I'm
they're
saying.
They're just young, and they're not under a contract extension. You know, they're here.
I don't understand, you know, how people complain when you already have what you have.
It's really frustrating. It is.
Because you want to add more. Got to add more. You got to add more to it.
Well, then you got to give something up. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. I mean, if you were an Oriole fan and you heard the Orioles just signed Jackson Holliday from the Twins, they got him. You'd be doing backflips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just something where I understand. Like, I was just reading some fan that was going off talking about, we haven't won a playoff game the last 3 years. And I'm going, what does it matter if you won two of them? That makes you happier? You still got knocked out of the playoffs.
Yeah. You didn't win the World Series.
And by the way, before that, a lot of losing. Then you had that 5-year stretch. And guess what was before that? A lot of effing losing.
Are you enjoying baseball season now?
Yes.
It's fantastic.
I couldn't wait. I can't wait for baseball.
I can't either. Cannot.
Well, one of the things that people speculate is that it's the money. The Orioles aren't willing to spend the money. David Rubenstein mentioned there's no financial constraints on the team. Do you believe that? That's true, which I tend to believe is true, then maybe Elias is just following his model, a model that worked other way. We'll talk about it up next on The Fan.